Good morning and welcome to the... Anybody have an announcement? Tracy.
I just wanted to bring forth, I don't know if everybody's aware of it or not, but there's a program that's been started in Morro Bay with the fishermen and the farmers composting the fish waste. You know, if when they're filleting fish, if the carcass is thrown in the bay and a seagull eats it, they can choke on it. They're not designed to eat full carcasses of bones and spines and things. So a program's been started between the farmers and the fishermen where all this is being collected in containers as they're cleaning their fish at the end of the day, and then the farmers are picking it up and composting it. Very cool idea. And the model of this is being presented to other communities. And Abel is already considering it, so it was great. As soon as it got off the ground, other people are picking it up. It's kind of neat because it started here in Morro Bay.
That's terrific. Where I grew up, that's how everything was planted, with a fish head. Yeah, good. It was during Pilgrim's time. Yeah, it was. What can I say? Okay. All right, Bill.
I think one of the greatest events that happens in Morro Bay is the Lighted Boat Parade. And this year it's on Saturday, December 3rd at 6:30 down on the waterfront. And prior to that, at 4:30, is going to be the community tree lighting up in the Central Park. And there's going to be Santa and hot cider and cookies and the Morro Bay High School Choir, I hope, singing Christmas carols. So that's it.
Thank you. And I think we have a Luminaria event as well, walking from... You doing that one? Okay, let's move on to...
And we'll have face painting and hot cider and all kinds of fun things going on. So if you want a photo with Santa and you want to support the women's shelter, anytime during the boat parade.
Thanks, Tracy.
Ed. Oh, I have a number of things this morning. Thank you. Good morning. A couple of exciting things that are happening today. And that is, one is the Lady Washington, the tall ship, is going to be in our harbor this afternoon, or if it's not already here, it's on its way. And it's going to dock at the Embarcadero, and it'll be here from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I guess it leaves on Monday. There'll be family adventure sails on the 19th and 20th. There'll be tours on Friday from 4 to 5, and dockside tours on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 1. There'll also be a midday sailing. You'll have an opportunity, if you'd like, to sail on it. And if you're interested in that, you should call Dockside Tours. And if I have a number here someplace, I guess it's 800-200-5239. And they'll give you more information on the Lady Washington. It'll be here from today through Monday. And the other exciting thing that's happening today is the Business Expo in Mixer. Tonight, from 4 until 7, there'll be a mixer at the Morro Bay Community Center. There'll be food, fashion, fun, business mixing, hors d'oeuvres, wine tasting, raffle prizes. It'll be a lot of fun. So if you have a business or you're even just a citizen that wants to come down and look at some of the local businesses, please come over to the Community Center this afternoon from 4 to 7 and join in the festivities. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
I'd be happy to, Ed. Nancy Johnson and Carla Brochard and Joan Solu are sort of heading this off. And it'll be December 2nd. It'll start at 5 o'clock at the roundabout. The Luminaria are these paper bags with candles in them usually, but we're using battery-operated candles for safety. These Luminarias are going to be lining Morro Bay Boulevard from the roundabout all the way down to Centennial Stairway. And there will be a walk. There will also be candles available for sale for people to carry in remembrance of a loved one or in remembrance of the season and the true meaning of the holiday season of giving and thankfulness. And so that parade will start at 5 o'clock. And if I may add one more thing about the expo tonight, it's in conjunction with the SLO County Food Bank. And we are trying to raise money for the food bank. There's a dire need out there. 1 in 7 people in our community are food insecure, which means they don't know where their next meal is coming from. And while a canned good goes a long way to help that, $1 will purchase 10 pounds of food that will provide 7 meals for a family. So every dollar that we raise through donations tonight is going to the Slo Food Bank. And there to promote that will be Gobble the Turkey. So now you can get your picture taken with Gobble the Turkey. And I'm sure Ed will be there to get his picture taken. Yeah, that'll be newsletter material. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig, very much.
Okay. I'm glad that's not a problem. We have some wonderful volunteers who do that. It starts at 1 o'clock at the Community Center on Thanksgiving Day, and it's sponsored by the Morro Bay Peace Officers Association and the Rotary Club and a lot of other people that donate food and time. But the most wonderful thing about it, and I'll never forget one time a lady came in by herself, and she said, "I don't know anybody. Can I be here?" I said, "Absolutely." And I took her over to a table of other people who had come in by themselves or with one other person. She had the best time. She stayed until the end, made new friends. It's just a wonderful activity, and I encourage all of you to come and have Thanksgiving dinner with your community family. And that's on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. On Sunday, we have the Morro Bay Merchants Association Street Fair, and that has a whole bunch of booths, not just sale booths, but nonprofits also. And they tell you about their organizations and what they do. So it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to kick off the season without having to be in the crowds at all the department stores. That's it.
Thanks, Janice. Anything?
No.
Isn't this a great town? We do fabulous things here. I remember hearing that the police department picked up meals and brought them to where they knew the homeless folks were staying. To me, that's one of the best stories of Morro Bay. Yes, Craig, one more thing.
I forgot to mention Morro Bay Beautiful is doing their Christmas lighting contest again this year. And the residential contest will be judged on December 9th. The commercial side of it, the chamber is taking over and doing the judging on December 2nd. We want all the businesses, and it'd be great if all the residential, the homes could be decorated also by December 3rd.
Kind of yes, feeling. We do. That's December, I believe, 5, 6, and 7. I'll check my calendar here.
While you're checking, are the luminarias going to be lit every night, Craig? Are the luminarias going to be lit every night?
From the start of December 2nd, the store owners...
Your mic's not on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
6, 7, and 8.
See? That's why I sit next to Andrea. I believe the store owners are responsible for the lights to bring them in if they want to at the end of the night and put them back out. So the thinking is that they'll be out all the way through the holiday
wonderful
season.
Yeah.
Carolyn Cop's cars will be 3 days in December. The 6th is the first day, and they do the north side of town. And then the 7th, they do sort of the middle of the town. And then on the 8th, they do the south part of Morro Bay. So it'll be the 6th, 7th, and 8th will be the caroling cops cars.
Okay. Any more announcements? Okay. Moving on to approval of the minutes. We have no minutes because Andrea wasn't here last month. So, sadly, we'll move on to monthly reports, and the first up is budget report.
So we are currently on track with budget. We've discussed a few times that this is due and running, that we've signed contracts and they're going to go through. There are a few missing pieces in October only because our billing's going out a little bit late because I've been gone. So I'm doing budget approvals today on October, but we're very much on track. I believe all those items that are not highlighted in the October column will be highlighted, and we will be in exactly the spot that we thought we would be at this time, in October of 2011. So I know there's a couple of things pending that may change our budget, and we're keeping those in mind and not, getting crazy with the budget until we know exactly what we're dealing with. And this month, October, was a big month. We had a lot of online campaigns start, actually the first 2 weeks of November, which we planned pretty specifically so that we have a lot of online presence during Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is probably the highest online viewership. So I think it's going to be good exposure for Morro Bay, and we'll go into that more deeply in the advertising report.
Did we get ads out for the Lighted Boat Parade? And
we have a press
Sorry, thanks. Thank you. It was a winter events press release, so we included the La Luminarias and the Lighted Boat Parade, and that went out yesterday, so we felt like it was good timing.
And how about Tall Ships? Did that
tall
go
ships,
out?
Tall Ships went out, and it was released statewide, and it was also sent out to all of the San Luis County schools, school districts, and also Central Valley schools. And so we had some good response to that. Had lots of calls.
The TV and radio, what those ads were.
The geez, I got to get back in the swing here. Okay, the TV station, the Central Valley TV, is the staycation that we're running currently. We are planning, though, we're working on production with them to change that up a little bit. But in October, we ran that because we felt like it was pertinent. But we will next month be showing the new production for the TV. And the radio has yet to be. We did some radio for the Central Coast Writers Conference a while back, but the radio is yet to launch. But it will be, you know, in a similar fashion to the TV that we launch in the Central Valley.
Okay. And then last question was just about the local outreach. Mm-hmm. What are we doing there?
The local outreach that shows the $2,000 in October is for the Central Coast Writers Conference, even though that was a September event. It was billed in October, so that's why you're seeing that. That was the $2,000 that was given to Judy Salamacha for radio advertising. And we're following up. I was thinking that Judy was going to be here with the response to that and how things went with that writers' conference. So that was what that expenditure was for. Thank you.
Anybody else? You're reaching.
The button's not going on. I don't want to get screamed at from the back room. Will we get a chance to listen to or see the copy for the radio commercials? We'd never
definitely. Once we, you know, I'll send a script for approval because the radio has not launched yet.
Monthly report, a part of the agenda, advertising agency report, because I think some of these are budget questions, but, you know, I think when we want to see copy, that needs to be a time scheduled. We could do that. Any other budget-related questions? All right, on to website subcommittee. Did you folks meet again? Yes? Okay.
We've got a complete report for us.
Excellent, Bill.
We met primarily to discuss the website and the cost of changing and modifying the website. But a couple things we noted: that on the homepage, under the Ultimate Getaway, there are still no rules. And that's getting kind of dicey. We either need rules or we need to pull the contest, I feel, or get approval from Rob to run it without rules. So that needs to be taken care of. And we ask about the pictures on the calendar page. Can those be aligned with the events?
You know, yes. Yes, they can be.
They can be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I say, we had a meeting to discuss the proposed changes to the website and where to get the money. And we decided that we would suggest that we postpone spending the money on the website or approving the money on the website until we have a presentation from Barnett Cox on the marketing plan and where the webs are together. And we would like to have a breakdown as to what the cost. And, you know, one of the ways to break that down, where there are seven places that you can click on the homepage. So if we could maybe break that down by those seven different categories, and maybe we can make some changes. And because right now we're kind of, I'm kind of up in the air as to what it's going to cost us. And then we would also like to know where you think this money could come from. Where in our budget can we come up with either $8,100 or $13,500? We can come up with that, but we don't know where what you've allocated money and things like that. So we'd like to have some ideas to where we can come up with the money, the necessary money for funding the website. And I think that's it. Does either one of my committee members have anything to say?
I think you covered most of it.
Go ahead.
I think that's pretty complete. One of the reasons that we wanted to know a little bit more about how urgent it was because of the budget constraints we have. And as I understood you to say at the last meeting, we were going to continue to keep this website that we have up to date and running, which it's barely doing now. And then the build of the new site would be alongside the old site until it was ready to go, and then we would make the switch so they'd run in tandem. So if we're going to keep this website going...
...on January 15th, 2012. However, there are still questions, as they've been discussed here, as to what exactly we're going to do, where it's going to come out of each budget, the CPC, TBID, or chamber, and... what the allocations are for the different areas in the website. So those items need to be addressed, and they can be reported in December, definitely. Obviously that pushes. We got from our website administrator, she indicated that it would probably take a good 60 days to totally redesign the back end and the front end of the website. So at this point, we're probably pushing out to February. If we got started December 1st, we would be ready to launch February 1st. But those decisions probably can't be made until the next board meeting, as I see it.
Yeah, Andrea, I would like to ask you a question. The terms are we start this committee in February, or is it in January? So that we'll have new members sometime in January or February, or what?
You'll have new members for the first meeting in February.
In February.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have to pass this either in December or January, or carry it over until we have a new committee.
That's correct. I might add that the city is planning to sit down. I think it's related to the discussion. The city is planning to sit down with the chamber to talk a little bit about the website and the domain name and those types of things. We've meant to do it and just haven't had time. So that discussion is going to be happening in the relative near future, which certainly has an impact on this discussion today and TBID's discussion as well. So just FYI.
Tracy, did you have a comment?
One of the things that we discussed, just to elaborate on what Bill said in our meeting, was, when we're looking at funding with the budget, we're looking at, okay, what we have left this year from our original budget, we're down to like $6,450.71. So it's, our concern was, okay, where are we moving money from? I think our biggest concern was, where is this money coming from? And is the proportion that we're paying appropriate? Because who benefits from the website the most? You can't really measure that. So we're not sure how it gets measured, but... where do we come from $6,450? And, it's kind of a double-edged sword. On one hand, we'd like to wait till the next budget if we could, but we realize we need the website, but we don't have anywhere near the funding right now. So that was our concern. Also, there's a lot of things that I know when we had our last meeting with you guys to look at the proposal that I had gotten somebody's email address and it didn't work for me. There's a lot of changes on the website. Who would I send those to? Just basic, like, what business and what they do and that kind of thing?
They're currently being sent to us and to me specifically.
Oh,
and
to
then
you?
Yes.
Okay.
And then it's going to our website team and they're updating every Thursday.
Oh,
weekly.
Good. Okay.
So
I have a list and I sent it to Jennifer, is that her name? And I wrote the email address wrong, so it came back to me. So I'll just send it to you and you can forward it to her. Thank you.
So when
as I understand it, then all the updates that are made, and especially I know from the chamber side, do have to go through BCA. Is that budget line item in our budget, is that, do we pay every time some update needs to be made?
There is, yes. Okay. It's in the website development and mm-hmm. management. Mm-hmm. So you can see that it has, you know, it varies, obviously. And there's been, in August, it was big because they redesigned the whole mm-hmm. homepage and all of the headers on every page. But generally, some of those, you know, $200 to $300 charges, that's what's for.
So those charges are basically for labor and creative and nothing to do with the guts, the working of, you know, the mechanics and structure of the website. How did it get so gunked up to begin with?
The mechanics of the website?
Yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Too many bells and whistles.
When we went to the website subcommittee, we brought a sitemap, and I'm not sure if I think we discussed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a little briefly we
yeah,
said that.
It's yeah. just they kept adding on. They had a base website, and they kept adding, you know, oh, we need this, oh, we need this. Instead of incorporating it into the foundation of the existing website, they just kept – what we were presented when we took over the account with a – two-page sheet of logins for different places in the website, which you would normally maybe have three, and we probably had at least over 20. So you're having to really scramble, and it makes the website pretty inefficient because when people are trying to search, it's very convoluted. So I don't know why it was done that way, but that is how it currently stands, and what we're looking to do is to clean it up, make it faster, things will load quicker, and the viewer can get to places. And the back end is important as well for maintenance. We want people to be able to do their own updates because it's quicker and easier. So,
okay. Am I correct that when we ask for a change in the dining, for instance, we actually have to change it in three places?
That's the current status.
But there was never... Like, I asked Jennifer if she could have one dining that would correct all the other dining pages. Never heard any more about that. Is that something that's being looked at? Because, you know, we're getting nicked twice as much money, or maybe three times as much money to make the three changes instead of one change that would take care of all the other two websites.
Exactly. And that's – she has been researching since we had that subcommittee meeting for some of those things, and she is finding some real roadblocks because of the current setup of the website. So she
I don't care about the current right now because I know we're going to get nicked now, but in the new website, is there going to be one change and that'll take care of all the mobile sites and everything like that?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like we're going to be discussing this later on. So do you have a...
Just one quick thing. I was looking at the website the other day, and on the calendar... The Morro Bay Winter Bird Festival is missing. It's been going on forever.
Yeah, on the 2000.
I'm just kind of surprised that it wasn't there.
Is that on the 2012 calendar?
Yeah.
It's. We need to address that because it's been there as far as I mean, I checked it probably.
Okay, I got that, but there was another place that I went with that had an actual calendar with dates on it, and it wasn't there. So just wanted to make sure that that gets. Put in there.
Definitely.
Okay, it's the 13th to the 16th.
Get that plug in.
Yeah.
Okay, again, this is a report. We will be discussing more under new business, so it was good to have those questions and answers here. Creative Review Subcommittee report. Creative did not meet this month. But... Janice and I did get together and talk about maps, but that will come under new business. Okay. On to unfinished business, Old Town and North Main Street banners. Do we have anything new on that?
Not really. We discussed at the last meeting the possibility of going with a different format for the brackets. Have since found out that those brackets are quite expensive and would increase the total cost probably by another $3,500. So we'd be looking at almost... It would be about $10,500 for the entire banner production and those brackets, whereas we have estimates for $7,000 approximately to do it the standard way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only update that I have on the banners.
I did talk to Stan Trapp about the banners on the Embarcadero that we have now are apparently going to be switched out with something for the holiday. And the art that was done on those will be done by Gary at Goofy Graphics. So just, and, you know, he doesn't usually, there's not a big additional charge for that. So if, I know he was one of the companies you had gotten estimates from. So if we do go with him, we could ask him that the art ties in uptown to downtown or to the Embarcadero if he's going to do the future art on the banners. And it sounds like he will be doing the art on any additional banners down on the Embarcadero. So if we do anything with him, we could ask him that the artist, you know, works together.
Yeah, that's good information because he came in with a very competitive bid, and I always prefer to work local than out of town. So I think that would be great, you know, research from him as he's changing the Embarcadero ones.
So I think what we're looking at here, all of our unfinished business items and one of our new business items has to do with spending money, which is, you know, what we're all about here. We'd like to get these banners done. We need to put up a new billboard. That's kind of a has-to-do thing. That's got to happen. We're being asked to fund a study on the location of a new visitor center. One way or another, whatever the cost might be, we've got to get this website thing done. And at the same time, I think we want to maintain a certain level of advertising because that's what we're here for. We're here to promote the town, you know, again, in our community and beyond. So I would really like to be able to come, you know, we may have to pick and choose. I, at this point, and we'll get to it later on in the agenda, you know, I might like to ask City Council, can we postpone, for example, the funding of a study for the location of the new visitor center until next year? I think there are some things that take priority in terms of how we help the businesses as in our community move forward. I would like to see us move forward. Just say, show us a design, let's get it approved, and let's put some banners up. And same with the billboard, which is coming up next. But I'm open to arguments, discussion, questions.
My question on the banners, they're going to cost us $292 a piece. To me, that's an awful lot of money for a banner that if you look at down in the Embarcadero, they're faded already. You know, and we have...
They started faded.
The presentation was for four different banners. I wonder if we incorporated to only one banner, and on the banner it said, stay, play, eat, shop, or whatever, you know, those four items. If we could reduce the cost, if they were all the same, and likewise, if they were all the same, if one of them got destroyed in a windstorm, we can move one so that it would... You know, they'd all be the same. You could move them around. It wouldn't make any difference where you had them instead of in order. And so that's what I would suggest we do.
We could definitely provide new estimates on a new tactic. If, you know, if we're going to not have the locations on, that's a decision because that changes, you know, that gives you a few different banners if we're talking about different locations, areas of Morro mm-hmm. Bay. And that really was the changing point. But we can definitely, they've already worked up estimates. It would be easy for them to give us estimates on the same.
And what's this actual size of the banners? I don't remember us ever discussing the size because the ones down on the waterfront are awful small, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't have the estimate in front of me. I'm thinking that they're 2 feet by 3 feet, something like that. We looked at
about the same size as mm-hmm. what they have down on the Embarcadero.
Yeah, I would agree with Bill, Sherry. I think having one type of banner throughout the town. I know that there's different districts, but if we had the same banner, it would all the advantages that Bill mentioned would be true. And I do believe the cost would be less because you would be silk screening only one banner. Not you wouldn't have art for three or four different banners. And if we could see it. But to see a design to get those up by, you know, in the next few weeks is
not
going to be
happen.
It's not going to happen. So I don't know whether we go firstly for the billboard and get that done, because we that's something that has to be done. The banners would be nice, and I'd like to see them in town, but if we can't get an agreement with the artwork or get them posted and printed and put up in time, maybe we should just not do it.
I also feel we've got, I think Christmas decorations are going to be going up.
And,
the Bird Festival will be going up. Mm-hmm. And then the car show.
Right.
So, well, and I look at those banners down on the waterfront, they're not going to make it very much longer.
There's a gap in between. The Bird Festival ones go down at the end of January, and then the car show doesn't go up until...
Yeah, but to me, we would be better off putting the things up after the car show. Then we don't have to fight with the car show.
Yeah.
And then we've got all summer, because I don't remember any banners going up during the summer.
The weather's better. We have a longer time to get use out of them. I don't know what the committee members think, but it might be just an idea to go ahead with getting them designed and get the artwork so we can approve it and everything, and not post them until after the car show. And use them all summer.
Well,
all next summer.
I would say buy them and store them, because the way prices are going.
Right, well, but if we have the money.
If we have the money.
You know, one thing about the banners on the Embarcadero, they're not faded. This is the color they went up. And if you look at them, they're actually in very good shape, because I was looking at them closely the other day as soon as I heard that they're going to be changed. And there's several hanging right by my business. They're in good shape, and they hung them that color. But I think let's be sure that we don't repeat that mistake. It was the type of ink and the type of fabric they put it on. It just sapped the color right out of it. And they went up looking old and faded. And I think we're aware of that. And unfortunately, they are still in good shape, because they don't look great.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, too, because I know, and I know the Bird Festival ones, they're a solid color, and they just have the white on them. What is the design we're talking about that's so expensive? Because those were not, as I recall, and granted, it's been a while, they were fairly inexpensive per banner. So
we provided artwork the last meeting. We provided four different types of banners. We discussed it. I think they were sent home with a couple of the board members, and they just need to be finalized with these new concerns about whether we're going to have location on them. And we definitely discussed that. So the artwork has been – we've created the artwork, and I think
and
everybody was here, and I think you've seen it.
Is the banner itself color, or is it just the fabric color and white on it? I'm sorry, I don't remember if I said that.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me either, but it was vivid. We decided not to go with Sunbrella material, which is what the Embarcadero did, because it's thick. I mean, it's hardy and it's thick, but it does. It just soaks up the color. So mm-hmm. we decided to go with a lighter fabric that is more vivid, and we discussed whether we needed the white background or the color background. I believe we decided on a color background with the white
I call that. Thank you.
Yeah. So we just need to make a final decision on the artwork and the timing, and you know, and then make sure that and it would be great to get the information who did the Bird Festival, although I'm
Goofy
sure
graphics.
They did. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll talk to him about it.
Well, shall we entertain a motion to go ahead with producing these banners, perhaps with one design?
We haven't seen the design yet, have we?
We did last.
We're going to do
that.
We're going to do three different banners. Then we're going to go with the stage. We're going to have one banner.
I would like to see two, personally. I would like to see one that says Old Town and one that says North Morro Bay, but I don't suppose it really matters. Dan.
I like the idea of one banner for the cost reduction, the simplicity, the interchangeability of the banners, and the unity for the town of Morro Bay. Yeah. I think that there's
good
no
point.
Reason to differentiate from one part of town to the other.
Okay.
You could do them in different colors, the background.
In trouble is North Morro Bay only has four posts that we can put them on, I think. I didn't bring my list, but...
Yeah.
I thought I did, but I think there's only four, maybe six posts.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So
that would increase the cost slightly too.
Do it uniform? Okay. Let's move forward on this. Let's have the creative subcommittee sit down with Sherry and just look at those pictures one more time. And then just move forward. and do we'll pick one design and get it done.
Should we probably pull both creative subcommittees for that, or does it matter? I think it's
you
just
mean
us.
Yeah,
no, it's just us funding, isn't it? Okay,
yeah, it's just us. Okay, do I have a motion to that effect?
I'll move that we do that.
Second.
I'll second that we do that.
Would you mind repeating the motion?
I will repeat the motion. I will move that we go ahead and approve the purchasing and posting at a to-be-determined date of the banners. How many are we going to purchase?
We're going to... One design.
Banner for the city.
For the city. The number to be determined after
number and
subcommittee
date,
meeting.
Yeah. Number and date to be determined after a subcommittee meeting.
All the estimates that I've provided have been based on 26 banners. So if there are changes to that, we would definitely need to know. I don't
okay.
know how firm
and
that
let's,
count is.
Run through town and double check polls, maybe. We'll work that out after the meeting, see who's going to do that. Okay. Thanks, Sherry. Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Or wait, discussion.
I second.
Discussion.
Go ahead, Bill. Turn that on.
Money. I didn't hear money mentioned. Yeah. Are we going to wait till we get a price on all of them being the same, or are we going to go ahead and approve money today without knowing what the price is?
We had talked about budgeting it out of our, which one was it? Public relations, was that it?
Community outreach, was it?
Or community outreach?
I thought it was community outreach.
Local outreach. We don't have anything left in local outreach. That went to the writers' conference.
Yeah, it was not included in the original budget because it was not an original piece of the
mm-hmm.
budget. So
mm-hmm.
we would have to probably take a little bit out of collateral, which really that's what
yeah.
this is, and a little bit out of public relations. We'll just move some money. And I don't know exactly what the process is, but I will definitely provide you with new estimates for the one
okay.
design. So,
okay.
And then that can, if we can confirm everything at the subcommittee, the price, the design, and exactly how many, we should be in good shape.
Do we want to put a cap on expense here, I think, and then that way it'll be easier to slide it on through at subcommittee. Do you recall the original?
I believe it was approximately
$7,000.
$7,600.
So if we say in a budget of not to exceed $8,000?
Let's just say not to exceed $76,000, I'd say. Let's try, and hopefully it comes in lower if we're only doing one design. Not to exceed $7,600. Okay. Does that sound good? Any other discussion, questions, comments?
Did you have a second?
I seconded.
Janice was the second, I think. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Whew. Okay. On to continued discussion on billboard. How's that going?
We have... We're still in the approval process. We've had some discussion on that with the subcommittee about the, and it's in the PowerPoint, what has been decided so far, but would love to get approval on it and move forward. I think we've established the photo. I think we are still grappling with
the size
specifications on that board. So, but that will be determined. I mean, we've actually gotten to a point where we're thinking about sending somebody climbing up on the board.
Yeah, I think we need to get out there.
Yeah, what I'm trying to find out is who produced it the last time, like what vinyl company, and they would have the exact specs, but I don't know.
Actually, Peter is checking into that because it helped happen during his realm, and otherwise we'll get up there and measure with the tape measure.
Not us.
No?
Well, it might be.
We may delegate that one.
That wasn't
Couldn't
in your job description.
The city, it came
city.
Out of our budget, and don't we have a bill showing what
the chamber actually has the permit with Caltrans, but there's no specification on there either.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if Caltrans might have it. That might be an avenue.
I'd be afraid even to mention it to Caltrans. Oh, I'm on TV. Hey, Caltrans.
Well, I actually contacted John Sorgenfrey, and he couldn't find it either. So it's a real mystery. Shoot. All right. So we don't have a size. Well, do we need to keep... I mean, this needs to happen. And we do have it in our budget. I guess... Yes, Craig, please.
We'll make it happen. We'll measure it next week.
Okay. So it'll get measured next week. We'll have a size. And we have an approved photo, correct? So... And are we going to see that?
Yeah, could we see that?
There's some changes in that. I'd like to see it.
Yeah,
before
me too.
It's in the marketing.
It's in the marketing report, so it's up for discussion when we get to that slide. I have one hard copy of it, but it's better to view it up there, and we can discuss it, I think, as we're going through that report.
Looking at this, we don't have a marketing report on our agenda.
Agency report. She missed the agency report.
Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah. All of this is marketing. This is our marketing report that's unfinished. Yeah. Yeah, we missed it. Let's move forward and look at this.
Okay, here we go.
And, Amit, do you want to move around? Because I think it's going to come up on that. And maybe Janice, too. Can you see the... Okay.
Okay, so we will launch into the marketing report for the meeting November 17th. It is a lot of October marketing that's included in this, but also some early November marketing, just so we can keep up to date. Okay, this is the 805 Living ad that ran in the November 2011 magazine. We had great placement. It fell in the first 25 pages of the magazine. We also ran this ad in October in 805 Living. The changes that we made this time were the shop, play, stay, dine. And we're actually, you know, we played around with the photos and the words, but I think it turned out very nicely in the magazine. It is exemplary. It's not up with any other ads, and it looks great. We increased the logo size and the copy size a little bit, so it was, I think, a good continuity for that magazine. And again, that runs, that magazine distributes from Western LA all the way through Monterey. So we've got a good spread on that. These are the Yahoo banner ads that we are running currently. They are alternating between, it's three slides that that go probably about 5 to 7 seconds each. So you get on and it's shop, play, discover more, obey. So that's kind of the messaging that goes throughout the Yahoo campaign. This campaign is alternating between Sacramento, Modesto, and Fresno. We have that running for about 3 weeks, and then it goes into a three-week period in LA and San Francisco. So we're working with impressions and the budget that we have and hitting all of those areas. They're also comping some of this on sanluisobispo.com. It's added value for the Tribune site. So that is an ongoing thing in Yahoo. So, and actually we did have some, I thought we had some stats on Yahoo, but I think they come up later. Okay, here is, just as we were speaking about, the current Morro Bay billboard. And if we could measure it from there, we'd be in great shape, but we can't. And then this is the upcoming billboard. This is the photo. This is the logo and messaging that was approved with the website on it. We did add next exit, and I think that's up for approval because I'm not sure that everybody's seen that. But we feel that this is a dynamic difference. I think it will be very, very stunning. It's simple. It's beautiful. The colors are gorgeous. So that's our, you know, next step in getting it fully approved and going forward.
Yeah, the next exit is South Bay Boulevard. And don't we want them to go to Morro Bay Boulevard?
Yes, we do. So we can. We talked about that, whether it should be, you know, we don't want to put a whole lot of directions on that, but you're right. It should be Morro Bay Boulevard exit or, you know, second and third exit, that kind of thing.
Or exit Morro Bay Boulevard.
Exit Morro Bay Boulevard.
Or second
and do
exit.
It smaller.
I'd do exit Morro Bay Boulevard, yeah. Just for clarity, in case somebody misses that South Bay Boulevard.
Okay, can I make my comments that I made?
Yes, you may.
Okay, here's my problem with this, and I agree it's much better than what we have, but the rock is pretty visible. They can see that just by driving by. What we need to let people know is that we have a beach there, and this doesn't do it. And I just would really love to see, even if we have to make the picture a little bit narrower and put the writing on the right, I'd like some more depth to that so that people see that there's a beach that they can get out and go surfing or walking or whatever. Because this, going by at 65, you're not going to see it. And that, to me, has been our biggest concern. And in fact, we've even found that in surveys. People don't know there's a beach here. If there's a beach that they know that they can get out and walk near that rock or whatever, rather than just, they can see it driving by if they just keep going on the highway. And that's my concern with this picture. I love the color. I love, you know, what it says. And it's 100 times better than what we have. But it still, I don't think, has the impact that I would like to have it have with people wanting to get off the highway instead of just waving at the rock as they go by. I want them to know there's something there for them to see, get their feet wet, take their dogs for a walk. I want it to be more. Does anybody else agree with me?
I think you have a very good point. An easier way to do it might be just to take a wider shot, a longer shot. Have that from a perspective further away. So then you'll pick up the beach and you'll pick up other things and make the rock smaller. That would do it, I would think.
Could you Photoshop it? Could, like, where the surf line is there, could you Photoshop sand in? I don't know. You guys are the experts.
That photo probably has sand in it. You can see a dog and a person on the lower part of that. Obviously, if you go deeper into that photo, you're going to cut off the top of the rock, which we can't do. So if the billboard in fact measures 12 feet high instead of 10 feet high, we might get more of a beach in it. But this is the photo that was chosen and approved, and that's so we tried to work with that photo. I mean, we went through 100 plus photos to try to get this. But
how much depth is there to that photo? I mean, can you actually see beach in the real photo?
There's some beach in it. That I think that person that you're seeing in the red is a full figure. I think you can see his feet on the beach. I'm not exactly sure of that, but I do think.
Yeah, the body parts on the beach, half a body, half a dog. It's really not good. It seems to me that when we looked, it's a dog body parts. When we looked at this originally, there was more sand, and that is what I liked about it was because, like Janice says, people don't know we have a beach. They think Avila has a beach and Pismo has a beach, and we have a rock, which we do. But I agree. If the rock even has to be smaller, I'm not sure how much of this image there is left that to play with, you know, what this was cropped out of, is if there's more width or what. But if this could be brought back and we could see more sand, I think it'd just be a lot more effective. Because I know if I put myself in the position of somebody driving by who hasn't been here before, there's nothing about that would get me off the highway. And the chopped body things bother me. But when we looked at this photo originally, what I did like was the beach. That was what won it for me was the beach. Because that is a message I think we need to get out there. I don't know how big that image is originally, but maybe we have another image that's similar that we could use. I agree with you. I think we need something there besides just the rock, and the blue sky is beautiful, but just in addition to that, we need something that would get you off the highway.
Even if we have to make the picture deeper and so suffer a little in the length, that's okay. You could fade off the end of the picture and you've got your logo and lettering there anyway. So I don't think that would matter. But to get the depth of the beach and let people know there's surf there, there's room to walk. And I love the idea of a person and a dog, but I'd like to see the person and the dog.
Any other comments? Sherry, is any of that doable?
We'll figure it out. I mean, we are bound by the specs of the billboard. That's the only thing. And
so we'll find that out next week.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a huge, I mean, I think you're going to be talking about 2 feet, maybe. We did this at 10 by 40. That was a pretty, I think it's an accurate guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's a standard billboard size, but it could go up to 12 feet, and that would help us a little bit. But, you know, if we need to go back to the drawing board and go through photos, and, you know, we were pretty diligent about trying to find a photo, and it seemed like this was it, and maybe it's just the manifestation of it or the configuration that is
the problem. Well, it seems to me that the photo has more beach.
Right, and the thing, you know, that's the only problem is the specs, is that we can't come down without cutting off the top. And, I mean, you can't, in you know, we could shrink the rock.
Or you can reduce the whole image.
Yeah.
So that
so
you
we
get
will,
the beach
yeah.
in.
Let me go in that direction. Yeah. Let me get our design team on it and see what we can do to accommodate those needs.
Okay. I would keep in mind, too, that obviously the billboard, once it's made, is going to be a whole lot bigger than what we're seeing on the screen. So if right now what I see is beach on the left-hand side, it's got to be at least a foot. I mean, and that's a pretty big piece of real estate to see. No? Even though that's where it's going to say exit Morro Bay Boulevard? I'm not going to draw you there. Okay. So, anything more to show us on your... Okay. Mike, Sherry.
All right, thank you. LATimes.com e-blast that went out in October of 2011. This was specific to hotel deals and packages. These were the stats on it, in that they mailed over 26,000. They delivered just under that original figure. The delivery rate was almost 100%. The open rate was 14.4%, which is very good. Industry, it's above industry standard. The click-through rate was 1.5%. So we felt like this was a successful campaign. We are launching another one next week, just prior to Thanksgiving, for the winter specials and deals, and again to a similar audience through LATimes.com. We launched Sunset.com banner ads, and these are T-bid. The LATimes.com was a T-bid campaign. This is also a T-bid campaign, but just to let you know what's out there. This is the creative that was chosen for Sunset.com. It looks beautiful on their website, and it's performing beautifully. We had some comments from the rep that, again, the impressions and click-through rates are, you know, really good numbers, and we're going to continue with this through on a kind of alter. We're going to take some breaks in between, but it will run from now through May of 2012. And Sunset.com is a great venue for us. And just noting that the top ad is a leaderboard ad. It's static. It doesn't change. The bottom ad is more of a square that does change. There's four different screens on it. That leaderboard is doing better, and that's why the reporting helped. Again, we are exceeding industry standards. We went to a 0.16 click-through rate, which they say, you know, 0.10, which is true, is a industry standard. So we're doing well with creative. We've got a lot going on TripAdvisor, and we're seeing some really good results. This is just some press that this was on the front page of the Bay News, a beautiful picture. It's not showing up very well there, but it's a, you know, probably a 12-year-old boy out there paddleboarding with the seals. And they did, inside the paper, they did a double truck of some gorgeous pictures of Morro Bay. So it was some good press for us. This was a press release on the tall ship Lady Washington that was picked up by the Tribune. Both hard copy and on their online site. And again, we sent it out to all the school districts, and I fielded, you know, over 20 calls from different school entities about the event. So we're hoping for some great success this weekend. This is Sean of Sean's on Main won the Battle of the Bay. We've talked about this a lot. This was at Saver, and this was the final, you know, him receiving his award. And it was a great event and well attended. And these are some of the press releases. As we spoke about, the Tall Ships press release went out the 12th of October and had some great distribution. We are we sent out the holiday events press release on Tuesday, which included La Luminaria and the lighted boat parade. And then we have one following up after Thanksgiving for winter activities, which will actually flow through February of 2012. So we'll have the Bird Festival and any other pertinent events, but just highlighting winter in Morro Bay. Online activity is going to help a lot with the website visits in general. We did find, though, that the page views are up almost 20%, and this is a great statistic. It means that people are spending more time on the site. They're getting on, and they're looking at the dining. They're looking at the hotels. They're looking at the activities, and this is a great improvement from last month, actually the last 2 months. So I think we're getting a little bit more attention and drawing them in deeper to the website. These were our analytics for new versus returning visitors. We had 68% new visitors, which is very healthy, and also a very steady 30% of returning visitors. So I think those numbers are good. This is a trend that we've been seeing. We did some research. We had this similar drop last month. Did some research on it just prior to our last month's meeting and some more in-depth research. And what's happening is that people are going, nationwide using their devices a little bit more than the smartphones. So this went down. This is a smartphone visitors statistic down 30% from October of 2010. But when we go to smart devices, which is iPads and notebooks and things like that, we're up 73%. So we're actually, if we combine the two, which I would love to do because the numbers would look so much better, we are, really, really up a healthy 40%.
Sherry, I have a question. Are these smartphone and smart device apps part of what's on
feel? You don't see the, it's a more mechanical site. And I think, one of the propositions we have for the new website is that there will be similarities. When you go to the mobile website, you're going to be looking at what you looked at on your computer screen the day before. So I do think there's a disconnect there. These are analytics on the top referring URLs. We noted this last month. We are getting a tremendous amount of referrals from morrodunes.com. We did a little research. There's a tab on their site that goes directly to morrobay.org, and I think that's where people are picking up more information. It's some of this is good. It's not, the best referring URL that I would want to see, but it does bring people into the town, and, they're seeing what they need to see on the website. But it's interesting that it was number 3 last month, so it's moved up to number 1. Could be the season that there's a lot of that, activity there. Facebook.com has come up quite a bit, which I think has to do with some of our Facebook ads that we have run the last couple of months. TripAdvisor.com is number 5, which has come up considerably. And then most of the others are pretty pretty similar. That constant contact is because of the email blast that we've been doing through Constant Contact. So that's where we're getting some referrals from there. These are the top 10 referring cities, and they're looking very similar to last month, although LA came up very high, and we were happy to see that. San Luis, or October 2010 to this month. This is both Jackrabbit and people clicking right through to the lodging page combined. Jackrabbit is their lodging icon that they have that they can do direct bookings. So it's still going strong in October. And then this is Jackrabbit clicks, which is just that lodging device. So that's up 30%. Okay, this is our fun chart that's getting a little wild on us. this is TOT from 2009 in comparison to this fiscal year. We're seeing, obviously the same trends that looking towards the end. Obviously, your summer months are going very high and then dropping down as we get into September.
But average, we, you know, place that trending line across so that we can see the green line is an upward trend for occupancy. So we're grateful for that. Google Analytics, we added 29 new email addresses to the database in October. Added 81 new Facebook likes. We are very close to 3,000 total likes, and we have some contesting and some offers in. Once we hit 3,000, we want to hit some markers for some of the Facebook users to get on and, you know, possibly win something, win a couple nights in Morro Bay if they like. So we're hoping that that next 1,000 likes is going to go swimmingly. And then these are just some Facebook posts that people have posted and we've responded to, and just things to, you know, she's saying she was in Morro Bay and we asked her, you know, what she, this is more just a post that got a lot of responses. This is the, they're talking about the tall ships, Lady Washington coming into the, you know, we posted that they're coming in, and then we had all these responses. And then photos, they're posting photos and having fun on Facebook. And that is the marketing report for October.
Thanks, Sherry.
Welcome.
Yes, you may.
I get emails regularly from the VCB, and they have all these various events that are going on, and they highlight them by the week. Do we pass our information on to them? Can we? I haven't seen Morro Bay events on it recently, and I just wondered if we're doing that on a regular basis.
We are posting events, and we actually just talked to the VCB yesterday because we were a little concerned about how Morro Bay, I mean, it's all the cities. It's very difficult to get to Morro Bay and get to morrobay.org through the VCB, mm-hmm. which hurts us, and it also hurts the VCB. I mean, they need to be advertising their entire county. And I checked on Pismo and all of the other cities, and it's just you have to go in about 4 pages to get to where you can get to the city that you want to go to. So we're on an ongoing thing. We have been posting events to them as well as to visitcalifornia.com. Okay. Sometimes they get picked up, sometimes they don't. But now they know that we have some other concerns, so I think we may get a little more action from them.
Well, and actually, I can't remember what channel it was, but twice the other night I saw the Stay Local, the Staycation, and Morro Bay was the city featured both times. So that was exciting.
Anybody else? Okay. Moving on to discussion on the funding for a study on the location of the visitor center.
As the council wanted the CPC to fund a study, mm-hmm. I felt, from what I remember, it was sooner than later. But certainly in your discussions today, I'm happy to take back a memorandum or a message to the council that you're concerned about your budget this year and, you know, are worried about that. So while you discuss, I'll see if I can find those minutes quickly on the Internet.
Okay. Any discussion on this item?
Well, I think that your point was very well taken, that we've got some big, important things to do between the billboard, the website, and the banners, and I think in that order. And those are just vital. They need to be addressed now. The visitor center, it's one of those things that, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it ain't really broke. It's working fine. There may be a better place. We don't know. But right now, I think our direction and our money has got to be put on these things that we really need to get done for our current businesses, for, you know, promoting them and keeping them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with Janice. The money's, this limited amount of money we have needs to be spent in a priority manner. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that the visitor center would be a have-to-do thing. If the city council really deems that a study be necessary, the money, basically our money, comes from the general fund. Mm-hmm. And so that what they're doing is just taking money out of the general fund to do another study, and at the expense of promoting the city. So I don't know the importance of the council's viewpoint.
When you look at the stats, why are we fixing something that's not broke, as Janice said? I mean, I'm a little lost on that, too. I'm kind of feeling like, did I miss a memo, you know? I don't understand the importance of that either. I'm not seeing that as a priority. And we've got so many other tangible things that we know we need to do. I just think well, maybe it could be better somewhere else is way down the list to me from billboards and banners and advertising and the promoting we know we need to do. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get more visitors here first, and then let's maybe think about moving the visitor center to I don't know where. But, yeah, it seems like it's working to me.
Dan?
Agreed.
Okay. Bill?
I agree, too. However, I think that if we're forced to spend the money, then we need to really hang some things on there, such as if the person says it needs to be moved, where? And the big complaint that I heard from in the city council was the bathrooms. Well, if it's going to be moved, it's got to have ADA bathrooms, and there's one available to the public now, so I guess we need three or four. And I don't understand why the city does not advertise the restrooms catty corner across the street. The sign on that restroom is about 12 inches long and 3 inches high. And why they don't have a big sign up there that says restrooms, if that's the big complaint against the visitor center, then let's put a big sign up. I'd rather spend our money on a big sign and see if that solves the restroom problem.
I agree. I think it's a whole other subject, but
I do
cleaner
have
than some of the other ones.
Chair Stewart, do have the the motion, and it was a rather lengthy motion, but the portion that applies to this would be number six, implement a review of the current location and parking arrangement of the visitor center, either through a cooperative study with the chamber or outside consultant. And this was in regard to extending. The whole issue was back on September 27th, where the council discussed the chamber contract and extended the chamber contract through June of 2012 with some things that they would like to have done. And that was one of them.
But they did not want the chamber to do that study. They wanted us to do it.
Either through a cooperative study with the chamber or outside consultant.
I would suggest that we actually make a motion to send a recommendation back to the council that, you know, while we appreciate the idea of exploring other options for the visitor center, either with or without the chamber, that during this fiscal year, we have such pressing issues and lists, you know, the billboard, the banners, the advertising. What was the other one?
Website. Website's huge.
The website.
That's a big
and the website. That we really feel that we need to expend our budget on those items rather than a study at this time. So can we just relay that to the council? And even if it means Susan or someone goes and says it personally to them?
You certainly could. I might suggest, it sounds like you're all on the same page, maybe allow Chair Stewart to just do a quick letter to the council with those issues.
Okay. All right. I will prepare a letter. On to new business, development of city visitors maps. Janice, did you want to?
Yeah, Susan and I and Tracy unfortunately couldn't make it, did talk about maps for the city. We had talked about something that can be handed out easily to anybody that comes in any store or the chamber, just on a pad of paper, just a one sheet that maybe is printed on both sides, but that they can stick in their pocket or their purse, and it shows them all the different areas of town, maybe a list of the kinds of stores that are in each area, and just something that's real easy and accessible. I bought a couple of things that have been done by a local map maker for the Bird Festival, and I'll pass these down. You can look at them. These are not in quite the detail that we'd need because the Bird Festival is just showing birding sites rather than individual stores. But we wanted something that's very simple to read, inexpensive to produce, and can be given away, even if they don't look at it at that time and just stick it in their pocket and take it home, then they can look at it at home and say, hey, oh, I missed that. We have to go back. It just seems to us, that it would be a very good promotional tool as well as informational tool. And our question that we came up with, for funding was whether if we have individual ads from some of the businesses that could be a sort of a border around it, is that something, Andrea, that can be charged for by those businesses? We didn't know if because our budget comes from the city, can you actually?
There are a couple options to go. If you want to go the tear-off map, and if you want to go through the chamber, then certainly we could do that and contract out. But also there are some options. The folding map that we currently have in the chamber, there are three companies in the chamber world that do these maps as a business. There's no cost to us to have those done. They sell the advertising, and actually it's a revenue generator for chambers around the country. They usually receive anywhere from 7 to 11% of the advertising, depending on how you negotiate it. So we could do the full folding map actually make some money off of that with the advertising, or we could do the tear-off and find some funds to actually produce that. One thing that will reduce the cost of that tear-off map is that the Embarcadero merchants currently have a map. The Downtown Business Association, don't they have a map that they put on their green sheet of coupons?
The green sheet went out once. So.
But I believe we still have an electronic copy of that somewhere. So that would reduce some of the costs of developing that tear-off. The tear-off is very convenient for the visitors because it's very easy. The fold-out map certainly is a lot more comprehensive.
Do you recall whether one of those companies was Easy Street Guides?
No.
I went through them. They came through in 2007, I think, and it was a 12 by 18 pad that you pulled off. Had a really, it was a great map, all the buildings, small thing that would fit, bigger than that one, Bill. It was exactly like that, but not glossy, and it was a little smaller than that. And I did finally track them down from a Solvang ad, but I have their number. I thought we could get in touch with them and see if they would be willing to come back through town, because they did exactly that. They went to all the businesses. I actually paid $226 back 4 years ago to be on that.
The challenge is you would only have the businesses on there that advertised with them.
But all the buildings are there. So the thing that I did when somebody came in asking directions, I pulled out that map. I said, here right now, and here's where you can go to get to that business. So it worked.
I'll chase them down with you.
Yeah. Okay.
I think there's a couple of advantages to the tear-off map and someone else doing it. The advantages to the tear-off map are that in the visitor center, many times people ask for a specific location. They want to go from one point to another. How do I get to the post office? How do I get to Albertsons? How do I get to McDonald's? And we have a little Xerox map. We take a yellow marker, and it's just very, very inefficient. If we had a tear-off pad, we could take a marker and mark that, show them, hand them the map, and they'd have the whole that plus a lot more. By having another company do it, you might run the risk that the name of the advertiser would only be on the building, but it would not. We wouldn't be using any public funds, and every business in town would have an equal opportunity to advertise. So they would have the choice, and since we weren't using any public monies, any public funds, they could sell a map or give it away, do whatever they wanted with it. More than likely, that each.
With what you're both saying, one of the things for me that's would make or break the deal is, you know, what I keep hearing is we need to be able to write on it. And I know I all day long I answer questions for people and whip out a piece of blank paper and draw one of my really funky maps as how to get somewhere. If I had something I could just draw a line on, far less people would get lost.
These are paper, not glossy.
Yeah, I remember
paper,
those.
Just,
remember? Because, paid for an ad on that, too. And I like that you could just tear it off and write on it. I think that would be a good way to go.
Okay, so I would suggest that Craig and I get together and come up with a few companies to call and see what they want to do. Invite them to town.
I currently have three companies, so okay. Easy Street would be the fourth. That's
okay.
Great.
Excellent.
I think it all depends upon if we want to have some control over it or if the chamber wants to have the control over it.
I don't think we need
to have any control over it. We just need a map.
I'm happy. Take it away.
I would develop it to your standards because I know they're very high. So.
There you go. my gosh. Okay. So, shall we move on? Item B, addition of promotion information section in facility use application form. Whew. Okay. Ed and Janice.
Well, no, the two of us
put that together.
And we came up with this real simple addition, and it just happened to dovetail into Parks and Rec is redoing their forms right now, which was wonderful. Good timing. So what we suggested be added to the application is this comment: if you want your event to be listed on the community calendar and or website and to learn about other potential promotional opportunities, please contact. And then we put the chamber number and about the event, and they know that there are promotion opportunities available. So it all worked out really well. So
thank you. That sounds good. Anybody?
It was easy.
Yeah, it was.
Yay. Okay. Moving on to the tough one, approval of website redevelopment cost. Now, we did discuss this earlier. I think some of the bullet points were made by the website subcommittee. Where is it going to fit in our budget? What are the reasons for the chain, the benefits and advantages? Primarily, I think, a cost breakdown. And I know we were looking at some kind of a three-way split, and I think there's concerns, you know, whether TBID's going to be able to come through with their amount and whether the chamber will be able to come forward with the expectations there. And, of course, with the chamber, that would need a board approval as well. So where do we want to go with this now?
Just for clarification, I know the chamber has just been redeveloping your own website. How does that fit in with ours? How much of this of ours do you need to be part of, or do you have your own that just needs to be led to?
Actually, all we need is a link on our website to go to the chamber, and then also a masthead design so that it looks seamless when the user is there on the website. If they go from the visitor side to the chamber side, that it looks very similar.
So this is not something that you would particularly be interested in putting a lot of money into because you've already done your own.
Well, we've actually spent money on the software side of it, and I talk about working with the chamber in being the administrator for the website once we do get the new design up, so that it's easy to make the changes, and there is an additional cost to the TBID or the CPC mm-hmm. when changes are made. And I believe that's the way it was done in the past mm-hmm. with the chamber. And we had somebody on staff, and we have a very capable staff right now that would be able to pick that up.
Okay. Because this is one of those things where there really is a division in funding for the chamber and their own website versus being part of ours. I'm not sure they really need to be part of ours when they've got their own, and especially if they're going to do the administration on it. So I think we need to look at that with the funding, too.
Mm-hmm. Then I think what we do start looking at is splitting the cost two ways between CPC and TBID, which would raise the amount we would need to put in. And so, again, we'd be looking at budget issues with that.
So where do we go from there?
Well, do we have actually, you're asking, today it says to approve the website redevelopment costs, and now the costs have changed, so we don't really know what they're going to be. The split is going to be. Do we have a split in the percentages? I know we're thrown out
we
at the last
50,
meeting.
30, 20 was the original, but so I'm not sure the 20% can or should be taken out of the chamber budget since they already have their part of the website so basically taken care of.
Which changes our percentage.
That would change. So are we talking 50-50? Are we talking 60-40? Is this going, back to TBID to look at?
Companies look at it. They determined what percentage of the chamber, of the website was chamber-related. And that's where that 20%, they actually came in, at 23 to 25%. We rounded it down to 20%. But it's totally up to both the boards and the chamber as to how it is divided.
And your original estimate was 20 to 27? Is there any way to keep it lower?
27,000 is a very, very good price for that website, and I think, mm-hmm. Looking back at what has been spent for the current website. You can see that. To totally redesign the back end and totally redesign the front end. I feel like that $27,000. I think we did say $20,000 to $27,000, but Bill, you know, earlier requested a formal estimate and breakdown of what, you know, and so we could possibly come in, you know, with a better figure. But I would stick with that $27,000 because anything, you know, as in any budget, it always goes mm-hmm. a little bit higher. So that would be my advice, is to look at it as $27,000. We will provide a formal estimate, and you can go off of that.
Dan?
So if I'm understanding correctly, looking at the current website, about 20-ish percent or so is used for the chamber purposes. So then with the redevelopment, are you cutting that 20% out since the chamber now has their own website?
When we had the outsourced companies look at it and our own website administrator, they felt very strongly that if we kept the chamber the way that it is and redesigned the whole rest of the site, that that chamber's part of the site would look like we forgot to do something. So that's where it ended with us. That was our assessment, and you know, you can take it or leave it at that point. I mean, I think you'd have to look at it. You'd have to, you know, and I mean, we could actually show you, say, our comp for what we want the homepage to look like, and then go over to the chamber page, and you guys can decide. Does this look horrible? It's very odd to not redo a website totally. You know, it would be like leaving the visitors or the lodging page as it is and redoing everything else.
I guess what I just heard, though, was that all they need now is just a link over to their new site.
It's so the same site. It's all under morrobay.org. They have their own button as a drop-down, almost like you'd click on, you know, if you see the hotel links, you'd click on that link and you'd go to a hotel. But in the case of our website, it's all morrobay.org. You know, if you Googled Morro Bay Chamber, it's going to come up morrobay.org. And then there's seven buttons, I think, across the top. The last one is chamber. You'd click on that. So
I guess what I'm trying to understand is if there's redevelopment going on a chamber portion, then there should be some involvement of the cost side from the chamber.
Does the chamber need the Vegas-looking website or not? I mean,
you know, I think as far as continuity goes, it would be good to have the masthead similar mm-hmm. to the visitor side of it, and that would be reasonable for the chamber, I think, to contribute that part of the development.
And how much would that cost?
Five.
Like, I clicked on chamber, and I see the event and, you know, the member and, like, names and everything. So is this, like, the new we did already linked? Or
No, the new look will be if you go into that box that says member showcase.
Yeah, news and showcase.
Yeah, if you go into that. So you'll see that it has a different masthead than the current website. That's why we haven't made it live. And so, you know, the chamber would have to work with BCA to develop that masthead so that we have a similar look to the whole website. So the user has no idea that they're going from one to the other.
See, I'm not sure why the chamber needs to look similar, because the rest of the website is visitor serving. The chamber side is business serving. It's mostly businesses that are going to go to that part of the site once we get our retail back onto the rest of the website. And I don't think a visitor even knows to go to the chamber part of the site to look for the retail. So I'm not sure.
Okay, so what Nancy just put up there, that's our site, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you click on chamber. Thank you, Nancy.
And I'm fine not to spend any more money than we have.
And there's the chamber site.
So you spend money on this page here?
No. If you go down and click on the...
I don't see those as being in conflict.
Showcase. Hold on.
They're not in conflict because this is the old website.
Right. If you click on the box that says showcase right there.
The blue box.
On the right?
Yeah, the blue box above my name. There you go.
On the right-hand side, that's it.
So that is what we currently have. That will be the change.
Okay. And this is on chamber?
You know, thinking about it, Susan, I kind of agree with you that the person that goes to the chamber website more than likely is not a tourist. It's going to be a chamber member or a business person or someone looking for information other than tourist information, maybe about businesses or something that the chamber service provides. So the question would be, how important is it that it, as long as it looks similar, it doesn't look like it's a total mistake, does it have to look exactly like our webpage?
I don't think it does either. I mean, I would not expect, if I was investigating a community, and I would look at their website and then I'd go to the chamber for events or whatever. But I wouldn't expect them to be identical. I would expect them to be two different entities.
And it's very close. I mean, it's not that it's so radically
They're not in conflict at all.
And it might be a total different user also who would never compare the difference.
I think it's that calendar that's up now where I couldn't find the Bird Festival. Yeah. I think that's the one.
That part of the website isn't up.
I know. It's not yours. It was Craig's. Craig, I think it's that calendar where I couldn't find the Bird Festival. Is it there now? Okay, it's there. Never mind. It's there. Okay, I'm wrong.
Okay, so if we were going by the old numbers and the division, CPC would be responsible for $8,100 in the website redevelopment. We budgeted $7,800 for website development and management prior to this remodel. And right now, okay, we're down to $6,450. But I'm assuming that as we go through the year, in addition to the $8,100, we will still need to spend the $6,450 to continue managing the website, or is some of that cost going to be able to be part of this redesign? I mean, are we...
Not all of it, and I can run those numbers for you.
Okay.
Chair Stewart.
Yes.
I hate to interrupt, but I will ask too. I think we're I think this discussion is good. I think it might be premature in terms of making any sort of motion on amounts of funding at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the TBID's going to do, but I think until the city and the chamber sit down and kind of discuss the basic agreement. So I don't want to stifle your discussion.
Right.
But I also don't, I would hate, and I guess we could always bring it back anyway.
So you are not asking us right now to give approval for these costs, because that's what it says on our agenda.
I know. You are so correct. I don't think you can.
I agree.
Okay. I agree. Yes. Oh, good.
It makes me a little
and
tense.
And I think that if we... you know, if we need to have, if we come to a situation where we need to have a discussion about it after the city and the chamber have sat down, mm-hmm. then we can always schedule a special meeting to speak specifically to this so that BCA can move forward. But I would feel odd if you made a recommendation on something because I don't feel like we have the full.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have the other numbers.
Let's postpone this.
Then we're going to put this on old business, Sherry. I know it's hard. Because you want to get this thing up and running, but we've got all these different players that have to weigh in. So. All right, let's move on to update on the Director of Tourism Workshop. I'm guessing, Andrea, do you have any news on that?
Thank you. I will tell you that this item is on the TBID agenda. They're interested in scheduling a workshop on this item sooner than later. We're going to be looking at schedules today.
Thank you. All right. Discussion of new ideas.
Could we go back to the tourism workshop?
Sure.
Money. Who's going to foot the tab for the workshop?
TBID.
It's not going to be. It's going to be a TBID meeting in workshop format. It's not going to be. It's my understanding, and we're talking about it today, that it's going to be workshopped by somebody similar to the workshops that we've had with marketing and the chamber. But it's just going to be a workshop style. It won't be televised. There'll be discussion, but nobody overseeing it.
Will it have so it won't have a facilitator?
I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
So we're not going to have to budget anything?
No. Something that doesn't cost money. All right, new ideas, or are we all sort of brain dead from our old ideas? Anything? Come on, Amit. You've got a new idea.
I have a new idea. That's why I'm here.
You well, may I, have to. We did public comment earlier. Nobody was here. But you can give it to TBID.
I do have it's not a new idea, but it's a comment on something we had talked about a year or so ago, and I know it's been addressed and it's been fixed, but we haven't heard anything back from recently, and it's about the radio, Morro Bay Radio. We have a radio station here in Morro Bay that's a tourist information station,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it's been redesigned, rebuilt, and it's got better coverage, and what's on it? Recently, how are we addressing the programming on it? What are we putting on it? Do we have any comments from people on it?
Bill Pierce actually has been the...
Because we haven't heard anything about it, and I know that the Promotions Committee about a year ago discussed it, and then it was rebuilt, was taken off the air for a while. But there were some issues with the Coast Guard not keeping the up-to-date weather forecasts and the quality of the broadcasts, and I know Bill has been working on it, but maybe it might be, I'll take it upon myself to listen to it, because
is up and running. We had funding, I believe, from the city and the chamber, and there was another partner.
I think merchants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is up and running. It's going very well. It's ready to be used for any emergency broadcasting. Also, one thing we don't have is a sign on the Highway 1 billboard to tune in for mm-hmm. visitor information. We do have it on the other end of town, but we don't have it on the south end of town.
Well, it would be nice to let everybody know about it and make that announcement so businesses as well as tourists alike know that information is available to them on the radio.
Right. And being a radio man, I'd like to remind you that the Chamber of Commerce is on KVEC 9:20 a.m. every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We purchased a block of 13 half-hour programs. Yesterday, we just taped with the Salinan Tribe to do a show, and we hope to have the Bird Festival on there also coming up. So that's pretty exciting. So tune in. Lori West and myself are co-hosts and bringing in people. We're going to be talking about the geology of Morro Bay, the estuary program. The fishing community is going to be on the week after this Sunday. So
okay. Sorry. Okay. All right. I know 8 o'clock is when we start. It's really early. But TBID's coming in soon, in 10 minutes.
Pardon me?
The next board... The Tourism Business Improvement District Board is coming in 10 minutes, so you'll have a chance for public comment then. And they're also a promotion advisory board for the community. So, declaration of future agenda items. First thing, I'd really like us to get under monthly reports the marketing agency report. Just let's make sure to put that on the agenda.
I realize that when we uncombined our we forgot a couple, so we will.
Okay. Anything else? Visitor center, we'll need to do that. The website, the website will come up again. And the maps will come up again. What else did we talk about? Oh, banners. And Director of Tourism, we'll need updates on all of that. A repeat. Ditto. We need ditto on our...
Does the billboard need to...
Yes.
Continue? Okay.
Yeah. And we'll measure it next week. All right. Should I have a motion to adjourn, or should we just say we're done? I think we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.